Hey y'all, it's Jessica DeLindy Dykeman with the Courageous and Kind Project. We're featuring stories of women who are living out their God-given purpose through big and small moments of courage and kindness. At Courageous and Kind, we want to create a community of women who are courageous to overcome their fears and who are kind to one another and to themselves. We want to hear and share your story. Help us share God's love by sharing your courageous and kind story. It's Jessica DeLindy Dykeman with the Courageous and Kind Project. I'm bringing you this week's verse of the week from Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I want to encourage you today in that verse. We are teaching our 4.5-year-old son this verse, that when he's afraid, he will say this verse and it will encourage him. And so we've heard him over the monitor say, "When I am afraid, Lord, I will trust in you." It is so sweet to hear him when he's afraid of the shadows, and we remind him that if there's a shadow, that means there's light, and light is good. And we talk about how God is light in our lives, and we can share his love. We don't have to be afraid because we have God, the one Almighty. And so may I encourage you in that today too. I found myself last week afraid, and just out of character, I was afraid of something kind of silly. I'd heard a story about a snake being found in the closet at the house that I was staying in. And a little black snake, harmless, had come down from the attic. And it had really spooked me. I do not like snakes. I had a tough experience with one as a kid. I'm fine. But that is just something that really... don't care to be around, or even at the zoo or anything like that. So anyway, I was just having a real hard time settling my heart, as I was clearly safe and really had nothing to worry about. But that anxiety was really getting to me, and I was on edge and jumpy. And as I was crawling into bed that night, I found myself a little scared and needed to say, and God, the Holy Spirit, recalled this verse to me, and I said out loud, "Lord, when I am afraid or scared, I will trust in you," which is a declaration saying that, "God, you're bigger than my fears. You are bigger than my enemies and my foes." And so as I recalled that story and being afraid of that snake, God reminded me that nothing bad happened from that snake. That it was found, it was captured, it was released out in the wild, and no bad harm came from that. But the presence of it, just the story that happened a while ago, really brought fear in my heart. And so he reminded me that so often we are afraid of things that haven't come. Afraid of things that are in the past, that we are just afraid or making things up. And listening to scenarios that, you know, are running them through in our head, and all of that isn't true, or maybe it's a half truth. Maybe that, yes, there is something to be afraid of, but God. And so I want to encourage you two things. I have a really great thing to remind you of, but God is good. God did not let harm come from that snake. It was found, it was captured, it was taken away. And so I can remind you today that whatever that anxiety, fear, whatever that snake, the serpent, the devil is putting in your head, around you, putting some noise, can I remind you that he is found out, he is captured, and he is taken away, and that our God wins. that he is a defeated enemy, he's a defeated foe, that he wants to stir up fear and distraction and hurt, and that in your life, through Jesus Christ, you are saved. And so I just ask that you'll join me in a prayer today, that God would remind us that he has the victory, that he is the one almighty, and in him we can rest. And you know, after I prayed that prayer, I slept fine all night, and I was safe, and there was peace, and God was so faithful to bring peace to my heart. So, and that's what I'm praying for you. Whatever that fear or that snake or that serpent or that anxiety has you today, can I just ask that you'll take a couple minutes and give it to God and declare that God is the Almighty, that he is good, that he is for you and not against you, and that he has defeated your enemy and your foe, and that we will rest in his good things. And so let's do that. Heavenly Father, remind us that when we are afraid, we can trust in you. We can trust that you'll protect us, that you have good things for us. Lord, that you have a beautiful future for us in heaven through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray for the woman that's listening to this that is just having a hard time and having a lot of noise in her head. And I pray that as she goes to sleep or wakes up, that you will recall and help her remember this verse, that when we are afraid, we can trust in you. We can praise you, whom we put our faith and our trust and our praise in you. We love you. We ask that you would bring us peace. We thank you so much that you have overcome this world. And we give everything that we have, everything that's been entrusted to us, everything we wonder and worry about, we bring it to your throne and rest it at your feet. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We cannot wait to have you back again for a verse of the week. Thanks again for listening to the Courageous and Kind podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share or know someone who does, please visit courageousandkind.org. Be sure to check out the Courageous and Kind stories tab. Take a moment to subscribe to our podcast and like us on Instagram and Facebook at the Courageous and Kind Project.